We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, our legal expert, Paul Cambria, attorney, joining us to talk about what is happening with the former president, Donald Trump. Paul, a lot to get to today, but let's start with what happened yesterday. The news coming out about Trump and New York's attorney general. Sworn deposition, part of a civil investigation into his real estate business. And he cited the Fifth Amendment, declining to answer any questions. Now, I guess the question for you is, an explainer of sorts, what does citing the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination mean? When do you give somebody that advice? I think everyone takes it the way, well, Trump himself explained it. You don't say it unless you're guilty. But what would the advice be? When would you ever tell somebody to use that?
Well, if there's a possibility that they could face criminal prosecution for the transaction that you're being questioned about, then the safe side is to invoke the Fifth Amendment. And this way, as the Constitution says, you wouldn't be required to incriminate yourself. You wouldn't supply evidence that may be negative to you. So that's a right. It's under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, as we all know. There's a side, perhaps, problem to that, though, that in criminal cases, you can't have an adverse inference if you do that. In other words, the jurors or the judge couldn't hold that against you if you took the Fifth Amendment. The civil side is a little different. In a civil case, there may be an inference against you if you invoke the Fifth regarding a certain fact. So if they said, you know, did you do X, Y, or Z, and you take the Fifth Amendment, a jury or judge could say, well, we're going to infer that if they answered, that answer would not have been favorable to them. That's a so-called adverse inference. So there's a difference in civil and criminal as to the effect of taking the Fifth Amendment.
So he pled the Fifth. Why did prosecutors then ask him each question for him to give that same answer?
Well, they might challenge whether or not there's any actual basis for him to take the Fifth. In other words, if it was something like, for example, they said, what's your name? And he refused to answer it on Fifth Amendment grounds, they could legitimately go to a judge and say, listen, there's no real logical basis to think that in failing to tell your name might have, you know, might result in a criminal prosecution. So question by question, there are times when the people doing the questioning could go to a judge and say there's no legitimate basis for them to take a Fifth Amendment as to that question. There's no chance of prosecution, although usually courts interpret that pretty broadly. And the Fifth Amendment is fairly common that it's upheld by a judge if you invoke it.
Switching focus now to what happened Monday, the raid at the Mar-a-Lago resort, Trump's residence in Florida. A lot of questions to be answered here with no real answers, Paul. What do we know in terms of what the FBI search was really about? Was it about classified documents? Was it about perhaps January 6th? And what are you expecting in terms of answers? You know, oftentimes prosecutors say, well, there's nothing to say until a formal indictment comes out, until charges are. And even then, we'll only say what is written in the formal indictment. But given the high profile nature of this case, and, you know, if it is about classified documents, haven't other public officials mishandled classified documents? If this is different, why? What are you expecting in terms of an explanation?
Yeah, it may be so. You never know. Of course, Trump is claiming that it's harassment by Democrats who are in power, in office. And there may be some truth to that. We don't know. But supposedly the search is to look for classified documents. But realize, if the government is there pursuant to a search warrant lawfully, and they're looking for one thing, but they find something else that on its face is incriminating, that it's in plain view, for example, and it is incriminating. And even with a search warrant, it wouldn't even have to be in plain view. They could be searching a lot of different things. But if it appears to be incriminating on its face, they could take that, even though that wasn't the subject of the search warrant. So who knows at this point if they're saying, well, it's classified documents, but they're looking for, you know, hidden textbooks or something like that for another purpose.
Isn't there an inventory that's taken after a raid of everything that they took that is left with, you know, whoever owns the home or the business or whatever it is?
Yeah, that's correct. There is a requirement under the law that they leave an inventory indicating what they did take, itemizing what they took. Sometimes, however, they say, you know, we took a hard drive. Well, there's no way to inventory what's in that hard drive because they haven't looked at it yet. So to that degree, there may not be a detailed list and just a generic one. We, you know, we took a computer, we took a cell phone, we took a hard drive, that kind of thing.
I'm just wondering how we could possibly learn anything from what they took. Would it be from the government? Would the Justice Department have to say anything about what they took? Or would it come from the Trump side?
Yeah. Well, so far it's coming from Trump. You know, he's the one that publicly said he was being raided. Warrants, the execution of warrants and so on are usually returned to the court, and then the court decides if they become public or not. Usually they're not public. And if there is something there evidence-wise, it'd be submitted to a grand jury, reviewed by U.S. attorneys, that sort of thing.
I think for a large portion of the country, they see everything on the news as some form of political theater, and this would be included in that. What is the Justice Department? Or I guess in your mind, what must the Justice Department do to prove that that's not the case? Because that's, you know, pretty serious if it is the case, if this is just an ongoing form of political theater. I mean, you even have former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who spent years rallying against Trump, saying this week the Justice Department must explain the reason, and it must be more than just a search for inconsequential archives, or it's just a political tactic.
Yeah. Well, the way that they will deflect that criticism is to say, oh, all we did is present what we had to a judge, and the judge issued the order. So it was a duly issued order by a judge. It wasn't just us going in there and rummaging around to harass a former president of a different party. They'll just blame it on the judge.
Paul, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.